Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the anti-financial advisor. I'm excited today because I've got a great show in store for you. Quick reminder, remember to check out our website, MoneyRipples.com. You know, check out anything we've got there available for you. You know, also, probably even from this podcast, I've got an event coming up next month where I've got a few spots available where we come to my home here just south of Salt Lake City, Utah, and actually teach you face-to-face. And so if you're interested in that, or if you have any other questions, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. That's Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at MoneyRipples.com. So today, I've been waiting to do this show for months. And the truth is because this is a strategy that I've kind of mentioned it here and there. I've even done some shows about it, but not to this level. So the secret that I've been kind of doing over the last year is that I kind of got pulled out of retirement for doing something a little bit on the side. You know, something that's definitely related to what we teach. In fact, it has a lot to do with what we teach. It's kind of a cornerstone, especially if you're trying to create more passive income, and especially if you want to get your money working for you twice. Not just once, but twice. And the truth is, like, you know, I had to get some systems in place because I knew, like, once I talked about it, it would get crazy. And the thing I promised myself and even my family is that I try to keep myself still part-time, you know. And so now I've got better systems in place, and now things are working well, and now I felt like this is the time to do it. And so I want to teach you a strategy that's I've been perfecting over the years, really the last 12 years. I mean, I've been doing this strategy or developing this strategy over the last 16 plus years. And this strategy really is to help you figure out, like, how can you get your money to pay you twice? Whether you're in business and you want to make sure you have this reserve of money that be able to pay you both through investing in your business and as a savings rate too. Or if you're an investor and you're saying, hey, I've got some money, I want to be able to invest, but hey, if I can make a few extra percent, maybe 3 or 4 extra percent on top of it, sweet, I'll go for it. Because see, here's what happens. Everybody's telling you, and I'll tell you, this is where even people that teach some of the strategy like what I teach, they really teach it from a crappy place. They teach it like this is the answer for everything. Like this is what you put all your money into or a lot of your money. And they try to retire off this. Like you create some supplemental retirement income from this. And that's not what I'm teaching. I don't teach you to accumulate money. You know, I talk about this all the time. It's not about accumulation. It's about acceleration. How do you create cash flow today? And this is one of those strategies that as you're building your wealth, you're trying to create more and more cash flow. This is one of those cornerstone pieces that's essential. Now, this may not be for everybody. If you're just barely paycheck to paycheck, this is probably not a strategy that's going to be great for you. If you're finding you're starting to have some surplus or you've got some money that you've had, you've been trying to put away for retirement or whatever it might be, but you're saying this isn't working for me well, then this is a great strategy to look at. So, you know, I'll tell you, but most people just don't get it. I mean, even people that know of this strategy and even sell it, right? They just don't get it. One, because their pocketbooks are too tied to it. You know, this is like their main profession and this is how they make their living. For me, like I try to create so many streams of income that this is just fun for me. And so I'm going to teach you something that's really been so fun. And in the last year I've been rejuvenated because, you know, there was an investor, a very, you know, wealthy multimillionaire that said, Chris, you taught me this strategy and it's been awesome. And in fact, Chris, I didn't think you were that smart, but you've blown my mind. And I'm a pretty intelligent guy. I know investing. I know money. But you blew my mind just now. He's like, I need you to teach this to my people. And so I kind of hummed and hawed about it for a few months. This is last year in 2017. And then finally I said, you know what? Cool. I think I'll do it. I think this will be fun. Let's give it a shot. And I did. And man, I loved it. I mean, I not only did I you know, get about 100 and some odd new clients in a matter of just a matter of a few months, but I absolutely just fell in love with teaching the strategy. And it's been so hard for me not to teach you guys. And so I'll tell you, like most financial advisors, like they don't get this. They don't understand. You ask them, even if they have heard of it before, they don't know how to make this work. They don't know how to make it to where it actually does pay you rather than cost you. And so, in fact, banks have been using this strategy for years. I mean, I remember seeing the numbers of like Wells Fargo keeping 22% of the reserves here. And even Washington Mutual, they were keeping 40% of their reserves during the Great Recession to keep their money here. And so this tool, the vehicle we're using, not so much the strategy, I'll explain the strategy in a bit, but the tool we're using is whole life insurance. High cash, dividend paying whole life insurance. Not the traditional stuff you've been sold or been taught about. So, you know, when you have guys like Dave Ramsey that tell you, hey, whole life is a waste of money, he's kind of right. Yes, I said that. I said Dave Ramsey was kind of right. Yeah, he's kind of right about that because the way it's been sold, it has been kind of a waste of money. Now, it hasn't been horrible, but he had a good point because he's like, man, you throw all this money in and you maybe make a few percent rate of return. Like, you should make more money in the stock market, which technically is true. You should, even though it's higher risk. It's very possible you'll probably beat it in the stock market. But guess what? I found a way where it at least matches the stock market, but with less risk. At least matches the average of the stock market. I can't guarantee anything, of course, right? The stock market might go crazy one, you know, over a period of time. But I'll tell you, when you factor in everything, there's a way to actually make it work. And here's the real magic, because that's if you just don't do anything with this. The real magic is how do you get your money into the whole life and then get it out immediately or in a very short period of time to go and invest with it too. So now your money is making money in the whole life and it's making money outside of it. So let me explain how that works. This is how you make money twice. The first thing you got to understand is that there's always two options when it comes to money. You can either use cash or you borrow somebody else's cash, right? If you're going to be using money, you're either using your own money or other people's money. There's no way around that, which means you're always paying interest, always. And this concept blew my mind. I started learning about this and getting more advanced with this a little bit. And by the way, this is not, even though I'm saying more advanced, it's not that it's super complex. It's actually quite simple. But the problem is that very few people are teaching this or teaching it in a way that makes it simple. But it actually is quite simple. You have to remember that you're always paying interest. See, if you borrow money, of course you're paying interest because you're paying to a bank or some lender, right? But what about when you use cash? What if you pay cash or something? Like, say you go into a dealership and instead of borrowing and financing from your bank, you go and pay cash for that car. Now, you shouldn't be paying any interest, right? But wrong, you are. You are paying interest because here's what's happening. When you drop 30 grand on a new car, right? Just say it's, you know, just kind of not even an average price car, a decently priced car. You drop 30 grand on a car. That 30 grand, that cash you've used, can no longer earn interest for you. It's gone. Now, you might have saved interest by not paying the bank, but you can no longer earn interest. And depending on what kind of steward you are and what you can do with the money, that could be the costliest mistake ever. This is why sometimes paying off your house could be the costliest mistake you could ever be doing. Because that's even a bigger nut to crack, isn't it? That's not just like 30 grand. It's like 300 grand or more, depending on where you live. And for some of you, if you try to pay all cash to pay off your house, that's also costing you more money than it could be saving you. So let me explain. Let me go deeper now. So there's, you got to understand that no two interests are the same. So for example, let's use a mortgage, right? The mortgage example. Say you have a $200,000 mortgage. And you recently purchased, or maybe you recently refinanced it, and you're paying 4.5%, which is kind of about the going rate right now. Now, a $200,000 mortgage at 4.5%, if you paid just the minimum payment over the next 30 years, you would pay $164,000 of interest. Now, by the way, for those of you that are visual, I'd recommend that you actually get to a place where you can write these down, jot this down a little bit so you can see this, all right? Because I definitely recommend you do so if you're a visual learner. By the way, I'll put in the show notes, there's actually a YouTube video I'm doing of this as well that you can also see. But I definitely say, you know, write these things down. So $200,000 mortgage over 30 years at 4.5%, you pay $164,000 in interest, plus the $200,000 in principal you paid back, right? So you pay almost double the interest, almost double the mortgage over those 30 years. Now, I used to use this all the time when I was a mortgage broker. I tell people, hey, this is going to cost you money. Watch out. And people, it's like, ugh, I got to pay that thing off early. By the way, don't you think the bank wants you to do that? I mean, come on. The banks love when you pay off your house earlier. Why? Because they want you to do that. They want you to pay, get their money back sooner, because if they can leverage 10 times whatever you give them in principal, that means you put an extra $1,000 down on your mortgage payment. Guess what? They can now loan out 10 grand legally. They can now make money off your money. They want you to pay off your loans early, because they're still going to make the money and the interest up front. I mean, the best way you could save interest on a paying off a mortgage is actually just paying off day one. You would save the $164,000 of interest. But if you try to put a little bit of money towards your mortgage every single month, or you do that whole home equity line of credit strategy, or like, hey, you know, I pay down my line of credit. Guess what? That takes forever too, despite what those numbers say. And I'm going to do a different show on that one. But that strategy doesn't work that well either. And so you really don't save that much in interest. But what would happen if instead of paying off your mortgage, instead you said, you know what? I could cash out all the money and assets I have and get really dirt cheap. I bet you can pay off this $200,000 today. You know, I can sell off all my retirement plans, you know, sell off about anything I have, furniture, what the heck, you know, just so I have that freedom, right? Well, what if you didn't sell off that 200? What if you didn't use that 200 grand to save the $164,000 interest? What if you took that 200 grand and instead saved it and say that you only earned 3.5%, which is 1% less than your mortgage interest? So you're taking that 200,000 and earning 3.5% over the next 30 years. So the question is what's the difference in interest? If it costs you $164,000 for 4.5% interest on a mortgage, what would you think you would earn on 3.5% on that same $200,000? Now, many people, I ask, they'll come up with all kinds of numbers. It's like The Price is Right, right? Some people guess $1. Some people say millions, you know. Others will say, like, you know, they might say, well, if it's 4.5%, you know, you're paying 164, then maybe 3.5%, I earn 120,000. Guess again. Here's the secret. At 3.5%, that 200,000, you earned $361,358. So in other words, you earned $200,000 more than what the mortgage cost you over those same 30 years. And by the way, you still have the 200 grand. So you earned $361,000 of interest, even at 3.5%, even though at 4.5%, it costs you $164,000. Why? Because these interest rates are not the same. And by the way, this blew my mind about 10 years ago when I learned it, and it changed everything for how I did my strategy of how to, you know, which loans to pay off. I mean, although I have a strategy for that, there are certain loans I don't pay off because of this reason. Car loans, auto loans, student loans. I just barely paid off my 15 plus. I was almost a 20-year-old student loan. I finally paid that off. I think it was last year, if I recall, last year or two, because it was so dirt cheap. You know, it's cheap money. And so I was like, I can leverage and make more money outside of it. So this is huge, because at 3.5%, I still earned $361,000. By the way, if you actually earned the same 4.5%, it'd be about $500,000 net that you'd create there. So come on. I mean, $500,000 is huge, right? Big numbers. This is key. It's not the same interest. See, when you're saving money, it's compounding, isn't it? So it's like a snowball that's avalanching down the hill. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger as you roll it. But with interest on a mortgage, which is simple interest, not compound interest. See, you're paying down your mortgage. As long as you're paying at least, you know, a penny of principal on your payment, actually, even if you're just doing interest-only payments, it's simple interest. It's not compounding against you. And especially if you put at least a penny towards principal, if you're paying at least a little bit of principal every month, what happens is that over time, the interest goes down. Just like you've probably noticed with your other loan payments. You've probably noticed that if you've paid on a loan, even if you pay the minimum payments, more and more goes towards principal, doesn't it? Even if it's slow in the beginning, more and more goes towards principal over time. See, the interest you're paying goes down over time, where with compounding interest, the interest goes up over time. And so they're not the same. There's this huge relationship there. So for those who are visual, you might want to watch the YouTube video just to see this. But the whole point of it is this, is that you don't even have to earn the same interest rate to beat it. And this is critical when you're trying to use whole life as a strategy. Because here's the cool thing, is that I use whole life for me as a supercharged savings account. I don't use it as a retirement account, even though it could work that way. Yeah, it could work that way and do awesome. But I use it as a supercharged savings account. So what I do is I dump money in. In fact, I just last year, I dumped in 40 grand into my policy, into a new one, and I put that money in there. Now, right away, I mean, right from the beginning, because I was able to cut costs so well, I was able to have about 32 grand in there right off the bat. That about 30, over 30 grand I could go and invest with right away. Now, the cool thing is to see when we dump money into this whole life policy, if you can keep the cost down, this is critical. This is the point where I've been able to do things that even other whole life guys that claim to do like infinite banking strategies and things like that, they don't quite get it. Or they again, like their commission, their pocketbooks are tied to this so much that they don't want to cut back so much. And so the thing I try to do every single time, this is what got a lot, especially like a lot of you, some of you are even listening right now because of this, listen to my show because of what we've done, is that I've had a lot of doctors, anesthesiologists, dentists, and people like that follow me because of this strategy. And that's how they started to follow me. And, you know, because I would cut costs on this so much, down to as much as I can go, pretty much to where we could stuff as much into this policy to keep it tax-free and keep the cost low too, allowing it to grow and grow faster. In fact, you run the numbers out, especially over like, you know, 10, 20, 30 plus years. The cool thing is it averages roughly about at least, depending on your age and your health rating, of course, right? Worst case, maybe around 4.5%. Best case, probably 5.5%+ per year tax-free net return. Tax-free net return. Now, by the way, the stock market has been averaging about 7.5% per year. But if you're paying taxes on that, say you're paying even just a quarter of that interest, guess what? That means you net about 5.5% per year, not including other fees and everything else. When you factor in fees and everything else, you might make 5% a year or so, and that's about it. So here the cool thing is it's guaranteed growth. It's tax-free, which is awesome. It's protected from creditors and lawsuits. So like if you could have $1 million in these things in most states, right? And there's some protection. There's limited protection in other states. But in most states, you can have $1 million in this thing and get sued and nobody can get to this money, which is huge, especially if you're trying to build and grow wealth. You keep it even in a savings account. You keep it in IRAs. Even those things are exposed. But here, it's protected from creditors, lawsuits, even if you go bankrupt. And I've seen this to be true in my own life. Like even when I had creditors after me, they wouldn't even see this money because it's private. It's not like it's on a credit report. You don't see it. It's guaranteed growth. You can get private loans from this with no credit check, nothing, no effect on your credit at all. This is the cool strategy I'm going to talk about. And then, of course, you can get access to it right now. You know, not just down the road. Now, see, when I first learned a strategy 12 years ago about the whole infinite banking strategy, right? I was told, hey, you build this up for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And cool thing is you can go and finance a car with this. You can buy a car and basically, you know, like borrow money from the policy to go purchase a car in cash, right? Just like you're doing using cash. But then you take the payments and pay it back to yourself. And you actually make more money than you would if you finance the car, which there's partial truth to that. But here's the thing, based on the current interest rates, even as they've been going up, still, although it's getting more and more tempting to do this strategy, it's actually been more tempting for me to have to get bank financing. Because if I can get a mortgage rate or a car loan rate cheaper, I'm going to do it. And that's a whole nother conversation, but there's always case by case of how you use this strategy wise. You can go and do that. I actually have had friends and clients actually use down payments on a home using this. I had one that was in a bind. He didn't have the cash on hand, so he borrowed from his policy to put a down payment on a house because it wasn't just an emergency. It was actually an opportunity. He bought it cheap. Actually, now I'm sure that house is appraised for a couple hundred grand more over those last 5 years since he had to buy it. But he borrowed from his policy, paid it back about a year or so later. By the way, the cool thing is when you borrow from a policy, there is no minimum monthly payment. You pay back however you want. Yes, they charge interest. That's true. But you pay it back whenever you feel like. So if you're somebody's trying to do like, you know, build a spec home or something like that, or do a fix and flip, they might need 6 months or a year. Great thing is you borrow from the policy, pay it back when you get paid. I had a lady at a dental convention ask me, she's like, hey, I just did this. I actually just did this recently with one of my policies, borrowed 120 grand, but you know, did a project with my son where we did a house, we flipped it. And now I made 150 grand. So I profited 30 grand, which is awesome. She's like, now should I pay it back to the policy? And she's like, I already know where I'm going to put the money next. And I said, you could, but you put it in there for a month, pull it back out. There's not that much of a difference. Don't do it. You know, maybe pay some interest. That's it. You know, but that's it. You know, go and reinvest it again if you want to do it. And so she did. She went and reinvested her money again. But that's the, so it's so cool. It's like, it's almost like the HELOC strategy you guys have been hearing about all the time, but it's way better because unlike a HELOC strategy where a HELOC doesn't pay you anything, Whole Life will pay you the entire time. This is the trick, because what happens is that when you put money in the policy, it's earning compound interest tax-free. When you borrow against it, see, the money is still all there. So to give you an example, say you have 100 grand in this policy, right? In this cash, in a Whole Life policy. You borrow $50,000. Yes, you do pay interest to the insurance company, like 5% or so, depending on the company, right? You might pay 5% on that loan, on that 50,000. But guess what? You're now also earning tax-free dividends on the full 100,000. It's still growing and compounding. And even if that money, you know, like one of the companies, for example, pays you 4.35%. Well, shoot, what happens if I do that? No problem, because that whole compound versus simple interest thing, the compound interest beats, even if it's a lower rate, just like that example with the mortgage, can still beat it. So let me give you a real life example here. Here's an example where I had two properties. One was a single family home, the other was a duplex. Down payment between those two properties was 95 grand. So say you borrow that 95 grand, right? The cash flow on these two properties was 1,070 a month. And that's the net cash flow, the profit. So normally most people just cash out 95,000 out of their savings and then they go and they invest it and then they make the 1,070 and then they take that 1,070 and build it back up slowly over time. We're doing the same kind of strategy, but instead of cashing out of savings, because you try to build up slowly over time, you lost that power of compounding interest because there's not as much money there now. You liquidated your account and you have to slowly build it back up. But what if you instead use a life insurance policy, borrow 95,000, the 95 is still in there growing and compounding the full amount. But now you go and you just take the 1,070 a month and you just apply it back to your loan. So you just pay it back to yourself. Guess what? The net result, even compared to doing a savings account, I did a savings account that was paying you like 0.2%. I compared it to only earning 4% on your whole life. And guess what? You still gained after 10 years an extra $21,000, just over $21,000. Basically, a 22.5% extra rate of return on your money. What does that mean? That means you could buy a whole nother property in 10 years just from that money, just doing the same strategy you're already doing with your savings account, but you just banked extra money. You made money twice because you're earning compound interest in the whole life, in the life insurance policy, and you still earn the same cash flow on the properties too. You were able to have your cake and eat it too. Two places at once. That's the key. That whole compound effect versus the simple interest effect is what makes everything better. And if you lower the costs, which most insurance agents don't do very well, but if you can lower the costs low enough, you can get that thing paying you like crazy, especially if you do that year after year after year. I mean, after 20 years, the numbers get crazy. I mean, you start to get tens of thousands of dollars more with just that kind of example. And so that's the kind of power I'm talking about. Is instead of just using your savings account to cash out and go and invest, whether it be in your business or be into like investments to create passive income, instead just like, hey, let's go earn some interest here, net an extra, you know, 3-4% net return on my money and still earn the same freaking interest rate outside of it. It's brilliant. And it's something that I've used. And by the way, there's cool things you do too. I had a client 3 years ago actually leveraged the life insurance. He went to a bank for a loan to get a new office building. He's a chiropractor, right? So you want to get a new office building. He basically needed about $375,000 to buy the building and then build it out. The bank was going to give him a loan. I said, you know what? Ask him if they'll do a lien against your cash value of your life insurance. He's like, I can do that? Yeah. So he did. He asked the bank. They said, sure. And we'll give you a rate at 3.25% because it was secured. They knew the money's there. That's why the bank does. By the way, that's why the life insurance companies do it too. There's no credit check because the money's there. They just tie up your money like you would with a normal savings account, right? So he did the same thing. They just tied up the money, put a lien against his life insurance, you know, the cash value, gave him the loan at 3.25%. They only leaned, by the way, $310,000 of his cash value. But he got a $375,000 loan at a dirt cheap interest rate. Here's the cool though. Year and a half later, he went back to the bank and says, hey, can I refinance and just, you know, now we have the building built out and everything. There's value there. Can we just make the building the collateral now instead of my cash value? They said yes. And they kept the same interest rate and same payment. He was only paying like $1,800 a month for this, by the way. Dirt cheap money for buying a building that now he can even rent out and make more than that rent back. So now the building can pay him and it costs him like nothing. Nothing. And now he has that $300,000. He can go and invest however he wants again. That's the power of this, guys. Like, it's huge. It's so cool. So awesome. So like I said, it may not be for you if you're like your paycheck to paycheck, like just really tight. This is where you need the other cash flow strategies I teach, right? But if you've got some surplus and you're like, I want to know how to get my money working for me now. How can I get, you know, any kind of leverage I can? This can be an awesome strategy. If you're in horrible health, this may not be for you. But if you've got family members or partners or people like that that've got better health, you might be able to get a policy on them, leverage their life, just like all the different companies have done when they've tried to pay out pension plans. By the way, GE did this. GE actually used this to be able to fund their pension plans. So they would buy on employees, and of course they'll pay their pension plan using the cash value of the policy. But then when they died, the death benefit would replenish the fund, and they would have more pension money. Walmart used to do this too, but Walmart was profiting so much that people complained and sued him. By the way, during the Great Depression, JCPenney paid their employee wages using cash value from their policies so they can use the money. It's just like savings, but now it's tax-free, better protected, and a much better return. You're not earning 0.0% in a bank that you get taxed on. Now you're earning massive interest. You know, well, okay, not massive interest, but way more interest you're earning through the bank, and it's tax-free, and it's better protected. It's just awesome. And so the question is, why wouldn't you use it if you're in that kind of situation? So if you've got questions, feel free to reach out to me. Ask me. You know, go ahead and just email me, chris@moneyripples.com. Say, hey, is this for me? You know, let's find out. If you're even looking at somebody else, you're like, hey, I'm actually looking at a strategy with somebody else right now. Cool. Run it by me. I've actually had somebody run it by me recently. I'm like, I could save you a couple grand a year on this if you just tweak it. And it was with the same freaking company. That's the crazy thing. He was using a company that I would have probably recommended anyways, but the guy was making it more commission rich for the agent, not for the client. So if you want to even have it looked at and say, wait, what about the policies I've already had? Can I use it, this strategy? Can it work? Let me know. Anyways, guys, I hope you love this. I love teaching strategies, and I hope this blows your mind. You may have to listen to it several times. I'll put the YouTube link in the show notes here. Anyways, you make a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.